In the early 1970s, art students Mark Mothersbaugh and Gerald Casale formed a different kind of rock band called Devo. Devo was short for de-evolution, the idea that instead of evolving, mankind was actually regressing. Devo spread their theory of de-evolution through their robotic rock songs, becoming one of the most successful new wave bands of the late 70s and 80s. Now, Devo is back with a new album. To the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon talked to Devo co-founder Gerald Casale about the return of Devo.
On May 4, 1970, a group of college students at Kent State University were protesting the expansion of the Vietnam War into Cambodia. Members of the Ohio National Guard told the students that the assembly was unlawful and they had to go home. One of the students was Gerald Casale.
No one knew the gun was loaded, so we were all standing there expecting to be charged with guys with bayonets and tear gas, and instead they made a formation. One row knelt, one row stood, looked like the Civil War, and they shot live ammunition. And I lucked out. It was like a duck shoot. I mean, any of us could have been killed. They just shot into the crowd. And two of my friends, Jeffrey Miller and Allison Krauss, were two of the four students who were actually killed. And they were further away from the guard than me. So it was all just random. And it was just a hideous turning point. That's all I can say. It's changed my life entirely because obviously brute power won the day. You know, what I learned was you can get away with murder. And it was after that, it was no more Mr. Nice Guy. Any hippie part of me was erased. And I don't think I would have started Devo without that event.
Salutations. Today I feel a sense of urgency as I speak to you for Devo Incorporated. There is a direct connection between Devo's work in the music field and a big wiggly world around us. You may not be aware of this, but we are in the middle of World War III. It is not nuclear bombs that we must fear. The weapon is the human mind or lack of it on this planet. That will determine our fate.
In magazines in the early 70s, there were all these mobile oil ads about the real and the ideal and things like that, where the people who were making multi-million dollars worth of profit and screwing up the environment were showing you these beautiful pictures of mountains and streams and associating just visually and with a graphic logo their name with something good. It was complete and utter propaganda. It's mind-boggling, but it was like also creative fuel. We mimicked all that kind of dystopia because the future wasn't going to be flying cars and bubbled cities. The future we were seeing was Blade Runner. People were getting dumber, less analytical, less able to think critically, make rational decisions, more mob kind of thinking based on sound bites and groupthink. It seemed like infrastructure was breaking down. Things worked less well. We saw all that, and we saw things getting worse, not better. We played with that from the beginning. That's why we formed Devo Inc. And that's why we made the videos we made. And that's why we came up with slogans. We were aping, in a satirical way, all the techniques of the corporations.
This corporate satire is a big part of Devo's first new album in 20 years, Something for Everybody.
Something in the air is telling me to go there. So I'll follow my nose, go wherever it goes. It's crawling all around the corner, waiting just outside the top, trailing paper, sweet and tangy, daring me to track it down. It's blanketing the high-rise towers, blasting through the sands of time. It's useless to resistance power.
The band hosted a live cat listening party for Something for Everybody. A live streaming video showed about 20 cats sauntering around while the new album played. Devo also had fun with the idea of market research. They created an online song study in which fans helped choose the songs for the new album. But Devo's record label, Warner Brothers, didn't let the band take the song study as far as they wanted to, as Gerald Casale explains.
Warner's was a little reticent and a little, I think, scared of how Dada the whole approach was. And they were afraid if we released significant portions of every song on the web at a place where hundreds of thousands of people could come and weigh in, that was going to somehow defray commerce. We didn't believe that. And we know that people will get their music free if they want it free. And we didn't think that they would sit around and try to take 1 minute of a song and stitch it together and make their own full-length song.
What we do is what we do. What we do is what we do. What we do is what we do. What we do is what we do.
What we do is what we do. It's all the same. There's nothing new. What we do is what we do.
I was particularly struck by the last two songs on the album. No Place Like Home opens with piano and has a much more serious tone. It sounds like Devo's State of the Union address. Not very good. Not very good at all. While the final song, March On, reminds us that we have no choice but to carry on, a la the famous Samuel Beckett quote, "I can't go on, I'll go on."
You hit it on the head. That's correct. Those are both absolutely true, I can tell you. And I just thought I was allowed to be serious. At this point in my life, if I can't be serious, when am I going to get a chance to? It was now or never. I just said, look, I just really want to sing. No wink, no tongue-in-cheek. I'm just going to sing these lyrics I wrote, and I'm going to sing it real. And that was No Place Like Home. And I loved doing it. Maybe I can have a retirement career in Vegas.
A song of truth and beauty for you.
In the biggest scheme of things, we haven't been around here more than a moment, and yet too many, it seems, believe we are creating a brand.
That's No Place Like Home from Devo's new album, Something for Everybody. Gerald Casale is the co-founder of Devo. He spoke with, to the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon.